It's a Tuesday morning, and it's time to check in with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which in 2023, as in years past, continues to sponsor this portion of the program. Thank you, and good morning, and Happy New Year to Dennis Whittingham.
Happy New Year to everyone out there, and you and Alex as well, Carl.
Appreciate that. Here we are, looking forward to moving forward into the new year as old Father Time takes his scythe and heads on out there, and the young 2023 with his little top hat and sash, he's ready to come in and become the new year for us, too. So you wanted to talk today, speaking of young'uns, about the importance of being able to pass along the necessary things that kids need to know about automobiles in general. Tell us about that.
Well, because we operate a auto repair facility adjacent to the campus of a major university, we have a lot of experience with young people and automobiles.
Mm.
And some of it is pretty gruesome, I'm sorry to say. There is a real need for folks to take the time to educate their young drivers about proper maintenance of automobiles. You know, kids aren't as enthused about cars as past generations are these days. They basically look at them as a appliance, a vehicle to get them from point A to point B. And they don't familiarize themselves with some of the things they need to be aware of. And it's just the basics. I mean, we don't mean to make people car nuts. We just mean to have them aware of some of the things that they need to be aware of in taking care of an automobile.
Hmm.
Things like making sure that you get your oil changed every 3,000 miles, making sure that you get your tires rotated every 10,000 miles. The biggie, the most important thing is, what the indicator lights on the dash mean. The oil light coming on does not mean it's time for an oil change. It means that you have no oil pressure and your engine is seconds away from freezing up. You need to turn the car off. You don't need to drive it any further when that light comes on. The same thing goes for the engine temperature light. The engine temperature light will come on, and sadly we see so many instances of this where the young person continues to drive the car, either try to make it home or to a repair facility, and usually by the time they get there, it's too late. The engine damage has been done because of the high temperatures. And to be aware of the car, the sounds and the smells of the vehicle and what they mean, and what to be aware of the warning signs, like, for instance, if you hear a chirping sound coming from your brakes, that means your warning clip on your brake pad is rubbing against the disc and it's time to get it checked out. So many common things like this that they need to be aware of. It's not a bad idea to bring your young driver by the shop, introduce them to Jeff, our manager, and just familiarize them so they're not intimidated by coming in and asking questions and getting services. You know, we pride ourselves on taking care of all of our customers, particularly the young ones, and we're not going to take advantage of anybody. We're going to give them what they need, charge them reasonably for it, and try to keep them on the road.
I have an idea, too, for you, Dennis. Maybe this is just way out of left field, but consider printing up maybe 10 or 20,000 just doorknob knocker, drink, you know, the doorknob things you put on there, the hangers, and
yeah.
Explaining what Precision Tune has to offer, and do you know these 1, 2, 3 important things and how to take care of them, and then distribute them on campus at ETSU.
Not a bad idea, Carl.
Just getting the word out.
If
you get 1% return on that, you've more than paid for the investment in the hangers, and you developed a whole new crew of potential candidates as well, too.
So, and I can say as a teenager, when I had my four-door Gran Torino 1971 with a Windsor 351, of course, when you're in high school, you have to know what size engine and what kind of.
Of course.
But I would literally hear something go, well, that's new.
Mm-hmm.
And keep driving.
Yeah. You know? Oh, there you go.
And
that's then, right.
You know, and that was us. I mean, back in, I'm a lot older than you are, Alec, but back in my day, I mean, we were all about cars. We couldn't wait to get to drive a car, and we need to know all about it and what makes it tick and how to make it run better. And like I say, kids these days just don't have that mentality. They just literally look at it as an appliance.
Yeah.
And lots of times, regrettably, they don't take care of it. And that's what we're here to try to promote, is help them to be knowledgeable about the automobile and to prevent major repairs.
There you go. It's something we all need to know, and especially if we are really young into our our cars, trucks, or SUVs, we need to know exactly what to be listening for, looking for, and how to respond to that as well. Dennis Willingham, Precision Tune Auto Care, tell us about your store.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road. As I said, we're right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. Or if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, feel free to give us a telephone call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
We'll talk to you next week, Dennis.
Everybody enjoy this day out there and be safe.